What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I'm John Batchelor with Patrick K. O'Donnell, the unvanquished, the untold story of Lincoln's special forces, the manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, and the shadow war that forged America's special operations. Patrick's here, and he's just introduced us to one of Mosby's Rangers. His name is Lewis Powell. He's called Terrible Powell by his colleagues. And he now escorts Blazer, the commander of the scouts, to Richmond, who's a prisoner of war. Quickly, Lewis Powell, the keen-eared among our audience, recognize that name. Who is he, Patrick?
He's one of the Lincoln conspirators who works with Booth. And what happens is in December, after Powell returns from Richmond, he went down to Richmond to not only deliver Richard Blazer to a prison down there, but it was also a cover for him to work with his handlers in the Confederate Secret Service. And they are basically have devised one of the most daring missions of the Civil War, a mission to capture and bring back President Abraham Lincoln. And Powell returns to Mosby's Confederacy, where he doesn't go on any more raids after that. He's operating outside of Warrenton. And then suddenly what we find is Powell decides to that the war, this is the cover story, that the war is too hard for him, and he just goes to Union lines and becomes a civilian, and he takes the oath. And then suddenly he finds himself back in Baltimore with the Confederate Secret Service under their safe house and protection, and they immediately communicate with John Wilkes Booth and his group. And this isn't what you see is there's an extremely large organization that's well funded to kidnap the president. It's not just Booth and a couple guys, you know, trying to come up with a plan to kidnap the president. It's hundreds of people that are involved with safe houses, with communication between the Secret Service. You know, there's even a mysterious woman, the Frenchman, that moves in and out, that provides courier service and instructions to the group and gold. And you know, there's a lot of financing going on here. And it's an open secret. I have evidence of that Powell, his company commander, knew exactly that there was a kidnapping that was going on. It was in one of the published in one of the papers in 1890, along with his second in command. So this is not a situation where Powell just suddenly decides that the war's too hard and he's going to become a civilian. Instead, he's going into the most dangerous special operations or covert missions of the entire war.
And Mosby's knowledge or lack of knowledge about this, Mosby's people were practicing on the part of the river where they would have crossed in escaping with the president and members of his cabinet. Do I remember that correctly, Patrick? We have about a minute.
What you find is that Mosby divides his command, and hundreds of men are then sent towards into Virginia, into the area, the exact area that the kidnappers would then that would go across the Potomac from Maryland into Virginia. And this is a security force. And it's a very there's no other real explanation for Mosby sending all these men down over 80 miles away from Mosby's Confederacy, where they have no to an area where they have no connection at all.
Patrick K. O'Donnell, the unvanquished. This is a story with inside the story. However, we've got to get back to the scouts and the Rangers. The Unvanquished, the untold story of Lincoln's special forces, the manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, the shadow war that forged America's special operations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.